to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, meeting as Drainage District Trustees. We are originating this call from the Administration Building in the Story County Courthouse. Public access is being provided via conference call. Let me just ask right now, are there any members of the public on the call this morning? Okay, if any of the members of the public come on the call, we have asked that they mute their phones, but it doesn't sound like we have anybody right now. We are doing audio recording and will be posted on our website shortly after the meeting is concluded. We are meeting electronically because meeting in person is impossible or impractical for code section 21.8.1. And that's because of all the precautions and guidelines that we are following because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So we did have this meeting agenda posted 24 hours in advance. The only thing that wasn't posted in advance was the call-in information, but we did a revised agenda this morning and posted the call-in information. But the agenda has been posted.
Yes.
Thank you, Scott. Okay, did somebody else just come on the call?
Yes, I did. I apologize.
Is that Cindy?
Cindy,
hi.
Yes.
We just wanted to see who was on the call. Thank you for joining us. We're going to ask you if you'd be willing to mute your phone if possible.
I don't know how to do this, so I think I will
have to
get off the call.
No, you don't have to. We know that that's fine.
No raucous parties in the background, Cindy, please, okay?
We'll carry on with our agenda here then. We did post the agenda with the conference call number. I'm glad you found that. We've basically done items 1 and 2, so we will go to item 3, presentation of engineer's annexation report for Drainage District Grant Number 5. Kent and Tyler, you are on the phone. Would you please present?
Before we proceed, I could add, Linda had asked me to call.
Yeah. Hi, Kent. All. This is Kent, excuse me.
I'm very sorry. Tyler said he wanted to make a statement.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear me, Kent, but if it's...
Sure.
If I can interject, Glenn did ask me to call Ethan about the order of the agenda this morning because he did expand the agenda, and I talked to Ethan about 10 minutes ago. My question to him had been, when we added the COVID information, COVID virus information to the agenda, we also broke up the...
We can't hear Scott.
Okay, he's going to come over here. He's going to come use my microphone.
So we broke up the consideration of the engineer's annexation report into three parts, which were to have you present the report, to consider the resolution of necessity, and then to accept the report. Ethan's advice, because the code has it says that the board or trustees shall prepare a resolution of necessity if they feel that a district is, or if they feel lands outside the district should be annexed, that might should come first, and we should adopt the resolution of necessity first. We're doing them concurrently today, but typically you introduce resolution of necessity, directing the engineer to prepare a report. That's the way the code is written. And so I talked to Ethan about maybe looking at the resolution of necessity first and adopting that and then hearing the report.
That's the way that things
yes.
are on the agenda, and you said that
yep.
is the order we should
yep. use. So on the agenda...
You should switch around 4 and 3.
Switch 3 with 4.
Got it.
Just keep things in the order that they are in the code. And then to also, Linda, to ask if that resolution of necessity, and if we are obligating ourselves to do the annexation, even Stevens, it was not obligated us to do the annexation. We have to have a public hearing to complete the process.
So what we should do first is to...
I don't know if Kent would like to talk about the resolution of necessity and where he got that from.
Let's do number 4 first and then do number 3. Is that all right with everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have a good question when we're ready for that.
Okay, let's listen to Kent's presentation of the resolution of necessity then,
okay.
and then we will consider a motion. Thank you.
Yeah, this is an example resolution of necessity for the annexation of additional land and appointment of engineer. I have included in the back of the report as requested, and stating that according to chapter 468.119, the board becomes convinced that additional lands contiguous to the district will not regard to county boundaries are benefited by the improvement, or that the same were then receiving benefit or would be benefited by repair improvement to said district as contemplated in 468.126. It may adopt with or without petition from owners, of the proposed annexed land, a resolution of necessity for the annexation of this such additional land. And this resolution essentially states that you are convinced that the board and the trustees are convinced that additional lands are benefited. So you've directed an engineer to prepare a report and appointed myself as that engineer.
Are there questions?
None, now that Kent kind of just explained a little bit more.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Scott, do you have any questions or any comments?
No.
Okay. Then I would entertain a motion for adoption of resolution of necessity for annexation of additional lands into Drainage District Grant 5.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none. Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Motion is adopted. Now we'll go to presentation of engineer's annexation report for Drainage District Grant Number 5.
Yeah, this is Kent Rowe again. As the board has directed, we investigated in recording on the location and extent of the benefit of lands which are not currently assessed in the district but drained to the facilities of the Drainage District Number 5 grant. During our investigation, we've examined each parcel considered for annexation and reviewed their benefit by investigating the USGS topographic maps, LIDAR elevation data, as well as soil and survey maps, as well as the district plans and plats. We investigated these parcels in relation to elevation and condition of drainage and all as required by law. And to show that investigation, we have attached to this report a digital elevation model showing flow paths, as well as an aerial photo showing the flow of the water evidence into the existing drainage district. From this investigation, we have prepared a new plat showing the parcels benefited and recommended for annexation. So based on the information available to us, we recommend that the Board of Supervisors ask trustees consider annexation of the parcels described and attached on a plat where we have highlighted those parcels in red that are outside the watershed boundary, or within the watershed boundary, but outside the existing assessment boundary. And those are highlighted in red. And we have listed each parcel that materially benefits as well and described their legal description, parcel number, and benefited acres. Each parcel listed as materially benefits by the drainage district in that surface and or subsurface drainage discharges from these parcels and is discharged through the facilities of the district. Landowners within the watershed boundary of the district have the opportunity to tile their property to the district facilities to improve the drainage and make their property better adapted for the purpose for which it is being used. thereby increasing its property value. We have found that approximately 1,444.39 acres are benefited by the drainage district facilities and should be annexed into drainage district number 5 grant. The annexation of the park parcels is considered feasible, expedient, and for the public good. Therefore, we recommend that the Board of Supervisors, acting as trustees, take the appropriate steps to accomplish the annexation. That includes tentatively approving this report today and thereafter notify all landowners to be annexed of a public hearing to be held considering annexation of the additional lands. That notice needs to be held at least 20 days prior to the hearing, and the hearing has to be held at least 40 days from today's acceptance of this report.
Kent, are you finished?
Yes. Are there any questions?
Well, I have just one question. You used the term tentatively approving. Our agenda says accepting. Is there a difference between those two?
I don't really not, no.
Okay. I think our agenda says accepting, and that might be what we'd use for a motion. Are there any other questions specific to Kent's report and the information that we have received for this meeting? I see Supervisor Olson shaking her head from left to right rather than nodding it up and down, so I take that as a no.
And
same with Supervisor Heddens. I do have, before we vote, I do have, well, let's vote, and then I do want to say something about item 6. So is there a motion to accept the engineer's annexation report on Drainage District Grant 5?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Heddens, second by Olson. Any further discussion? If not, Heddens?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Thank you for the report. I just want to make a comment on item 6, that date and time for a public hearing on the annexation report, not less than 40 days from acceptance. My understanding is we do not have to set a date and time for the public hearing at this time because of the situation with the COVID-19 pandemic and the very limited public access to a public meeting that we can give right now, much less a public hearing. I would suggest that we defer setting a date and time for a public hearing on the annexation report and assure the public that nothing will be finalized until we have that public hearing.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree as well. I think we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to have individuals in the room here to voice their opinion in person.
And I just don't think it would be feasible to do by a conference call.
And we will have a few more items to deal with in other drainage districts. And
correct.
So when we have one of those meetings, say in a couple weeks or whatever, we could then close that meeting and come back to set a date. I mean, right, tagged right on the end of it to set a date.
We will have some opportunities when we'll be together where we could set a date for that and get public notice out. But for the time being then, can we simply just defer action on agenda item 6?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
No motion? And
is that, Scott, is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay. It's done then. Kent or Tyler, do you have any other final thoughts before we adjourn our meeting? No finance.
We don't have anything else. I guess just for information, though, these are unique times. We are, in other counties, holding, continuing to hold public meetings via GoToMeeting. It is allowed by order proclamation by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
It is unique times.
Yeah, and Right now, we're just using our video or audio that we have available. Even if we had go to meeting or we had something more, I still think this is something we want to wait on and not try to have an in-person meeting. But it's continually unfolding. Maybe we'll make some different decisions. Maybe we'll have some different options. But for now, I think it's just deferring this because we know the extent of the public interest on this, that deferring it is probably our best thing.
I would agree on that. I think go-to meetings or Zoom or whatever things are a good means, but I think we may have more information in another couple weeks on how this pandemic is unfolding or changing. And I think from the amount of individuals interested, particularly in Grant 5, that we certainly would want to make sure that we have the most available opportunity for people to have their public input.
So, this is Loris, and I do have a question for you, Kent, that related to the timeline. If the motion then would be made down in the road after, if we annex, and then the next step would be decision about what type of work would be done, whether can you give me an idea of some of the timelines about still getting, say, some of the work done, like clean out of the main ditch this year, or would it move until after next winter and into into 21, calendar year 21?
Well, yeah, again, depending on how long things are delayed, the final plans and spec preparation would take probably 4 weeks to repair those, and then the bid letting after that, and work could commence within a few weeks, within a couple weeks after contracts are approved. So I could see this, of course nobody knows how long this will last,
right.
But I am hopeful that work could commence yet this fall and potentially even continue over the winter months, depending on the type of weather we have during the winter. That this winter was actually pretty conducive to some work continuing, and then finishing up next year.
Okay. Thank you. That's just, I know.
That's probably a little vague.
No.
Probably a little vague, but that's what I can describe right now, I guess, for it.
No, it's good. Thank you, because as you pointed out, well, depending on the winter, some of the work might be okay. I just I come over Lincoln Way. I come over that ditch, I'll say. Okay, because I drive over at Lincoln Way. So I'm just kind of watching it now, even before we've had a lot of weather. So thank you. That gives me an idea. Maybe we can get something done. Thank you.
Yes, I believe we could.
All right. Anything else? If not, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
Heddens?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Stay safe.
Okay.
I think that's good.
It's going to be for today, and then I've got it when I...